All right. A lot going on when it comes to jobs, of course. People looking for jobs all the time and trying to figure out, you know, the best place to get employment. Now, a lot of great jobs are out there. The question is, how do you connect in the vein of workforce resources and solutions? Well, there's one way to do it. Connect with the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan. This is the Michigan Chamber Business Brief. Wendy Block, the Vice President of Business Advocacy and Member Engagement, is joining me now. Wendy, good to have you back.
Yeah, thanks, Steve, for having me.
All about jobs these days. People have options. If you're looking for work, you can be a bit choosy. You can kind of decide where you want to go because there's such a demand for labor, right?
Yeah, true.
And one of the places to figure out how to do that is a special Going Pro Talent Fund webinar. What is this about?
Yeah. So the state, through the appropriations process, and this is something that we strongly advocated for, has a program called the Going Pro Talent Fund. And basically what this is intended to do is to give competitive grants to employers and to businesses who have short-term training needs. And so this allows for employers to apply for a portion of that $55 million to either upskill or train new employees or current employees. And so it gives employers a great mechanism to kind of say, like, hey, we got a whole class of employees that we want to upskill to maybe take these other jobs that we have available, and really allows them to offset their costs associated with the training and development and retention of current and newly hired employees, and also to apply it to registered apprenticeships.
So it gives people, if I'm understanding this, a chance to get involved in the workforce, but it helps the employer offset some of the costs. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, that's right. So it might be somebody who's applying for a job and you keep kind of getting the same qualifications from employees. Maybe they're close and or you're an employee and you're just like, I don't have these credentials, right, to get this job that I really want to get. And so this allows for the employer to apply for funds with the state that may lead to that credential so that employee can take that job and move forward in their career. And so it really just is a great situation, and it's a win-win for employers and employees alike when employers get these Going Pro dollars, because it allows them to get employees into positions that maybe they otherwise wouldn't be able or be ready for. And so, you know, since this program's inception, there's been over 5,300 awards that have been provided to employers throughout Michigan. 90% of that money has gone to small businesses. And so that's really great news. I think a lot of businesses look at programs like this and they think, they're for big business. There's no way I'm going to get this. And frankly, that is just wrong. And we would encourage businesses of all sizes to look at this program if they're struggling to hire employees or they need to upskill current employees and think about applying.
Let me ask you this. How much money is out there? What, I mean, is it for a single employee? Could it be for a group of employees? Does it vary from business to business? And how much money is in this pot that's available?
So there's $55 million that will be available starting October 1. Employers do have to apply for these funds, and they do so through their regional Michigan Works Association or Michigan Works offices. But last year alone, there was $40 million available, and it was awarded to over 1,000 companies statewide. So we're talking about a large number of employers that have been able to take advantage of this. And we're talking about now another $15 million being added to the program. So we'll be able to see even more companies be able to get these dollars moving forward for the next fiscal year.
A couple of more questions. I'm going to guess there must be a cap on how much can be paid to each individual employee or apprentice or intern or whatever you'd want to call them in this learning process. So is there a limit on how much they can, pay per employee? Is there a time frame on it, on how long they can keep somebody around, how long they can be on this program? How does some of those details come together?
Yeah, there's some guardrails around the program. Frankly, I don't have the details right in front of me on that But, you know, when you go through the application process, you'll know all of that information up front. There's a lot of great information that the Michigan Works agencies provide to employers who are looking to apply for this money. And, you know, that's why we're doing this webinar on September 19 at 10 a.m. It's free to anyone to attend, regardless of whether you are or are not a member of the Michigan Chamber. And we are going to be partnering with the Michigan Works Association for this webinar, so employers have kind of good information and they can have their eyes wide open as they think about applying this, right? Like, this isn't for everyone.
Well, and here's my next question, Wendy, because is it limited to a certain type of job, or is it basically you write your application? Let's say I've got somebody on staff who I think could be good in management at some point, but they're just not there. I don't have time or the ability to get them trained. Can you do that? Is it somebody that comes in off the street that's brand new and has no skill set at all that needs to be a carpenter or an HVAC person? Is it limited at all?
Yeah, so it basically puts the impetus on the employer to figure out what sort of training module that person needs to go through and then apply for grants with that. So it can be an internal program that you want to run someone through, or it could be with an external partner. But you have to kind of have a vision for how you'd want to use these dollars and be able to demonstrate that, you know, it is going to result in someone getting upskilled or getting into a new position that they otherwise wouldn't. So, you know, there's a bit more to this, right? It's not as simple as it sounds, like, oh, there's $55 million and we're just going to hand it out to anybody who applies. You have to be able to demonstrate some key factors when you make that application. But again, you know, all of this will be covered in this webinar we're doing and really just help people figure out what sort of resources they need to put in a competitive application when the application period opens in October.
Well, it's fascinating to me. It is. Wendy Block here from the Michigan Chamber talking about this Going Pro Talent Fund webinar. I mean, this is fascinating because if you got people on staff and you want them to go from entry level to mid level to management or whatever it might be, go to the webinar and find out if you qualify. $55 million, a significant amount of money to help companies. And you said, 1,000 companies, 5,300 awards were put out previously. So more awards available now. That is a significant amount of money for people to pay attention to, I think.
It sure is. And I think it really meets kind of what the problem that's out there, which is that there's so many open jobs and just not enough people to fill them. And a lot of that has to do with a skills gap, right? I mean, there's certainly other issues out there, but in a lot of cases, we're hearing from members that, you know, I have this job open or I have 10 of these jobs open and no one who applies comes even close to having the skills that I need. This kind of says, hey, look, maybe there's a different way here. Maybe you can work to get them upskilled so they can actually take that job. And so I think that's a pretty cool thing where the state is stepping in and saying, we're going to find this win-win situation where maybe the employer couldn't afford to upskill that employee on their own and the employee can't afford to do it on their own. And now the state is stepping in to kind of help bridge that gap.
I think it's brilliant. Wendy Block, thank you. I think it's brilliant. Again, that's happening Monday, September 19th at 10 a.m. You can find out more at the Michigan Chamber website, michamber.com, michamber.com. I think it's brilliant. Wendy, thank you for being here.
Yes, thank you, Steve.
There you have it. I'm not going to kid you. I'm going to look into it myself. I'll be right back on the Steve Gruber Show with Dr. John Lott.
We can't see tomorrow, but we can hear it. Tomorrow sounds like hydrogen being added to natural gas to make it more sustainable. It sounds like solar panels generating thousands of megawatts. And it sounds like carbon being captured and stored, keeping it out of our atmosphere. We've been bridging to a sustainable energy future for more than 20 years. Because what we do today helps ensure tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
If you're looking for a new best friend and you've already been to the shelter, it's time to check out TheBarkingBoutique.com. TheBarkingBoutique.com guarantees its puppies for the next 5 years and plenty to choose from. New arrivals daily. TheBarkingBoutique.com. Healthy Cell delivers 165% more vitamin nutrition with its microgel formula. Studies show Healthy Cell packs a bigger punch than ordinary vitamins. Healthy Cell is made in America and recommended by Dr. Peter McCullough. Go to HealthyCell.com, use the promo code Gruber, and save 20%. HealthyCell.com, promo code Gruber.
Hi, Brad Hoos here. founder of Muskox Men's Outdoor Apparel. Muskox is a Michigan-based brand committed to quality and your love of adventure. We also donate $10 for every $100 purchase towards wildlife conservation. Look good and feel good in our quick dry quarter zip. It's super soft, moisture wicking, and tough enough to keep up with you. Visit GoMuskox.com. That's GoMuskox.com. GoMuskox.com for the best in outdoor adventure gear.
Great high school athletes learn a lot more from playing multiple sports. They improve their hand-eye-foot coordination. They work different muscle groups. They learn from different coaching styles and teammates. They learn the benefits of being the star of one team and the backup who makes the stars shine on another. Be wise. Don't specialize. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.